Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. A conversation last week on Insight with Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg prompted Chris Nichols, who is with the PolitiFact California team here at CAP Radio, to lean in and be interested in the housing topic that the mayor talked about. Reporter Chris Nichols is here, and we're going to talk through some of this. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
So it's a given that you're always attentive to speeches, debates, the in-depth conversations. This particular Insight segment with the mayor had come on the day after the city was awarded the MLS franchise team. So it was kind of interesting in how we navigated into other issues.
That's right. And in addition to PolitiFact, I'm also covering housing and homelessness topics here. And the mayor really did just kind of tuck in this proposal towards the end of that conversation about $30 million being proposed and spent on tiny homes in Sacramento. And that caught our attention, and we just wanted to learn some more details.
So he had been acknowledging and confirming that homelessness in the county increased by 19% over the past 2 years. He was proposing solutions. So again, let's set up the fact that this is the kind of atmosphere that the mayor was talking about. And we thought we'd play for you what the mayor initially said.
You know, one of the challenges with affordable housing and homelessness is that it is $400,000 to $500,000 public subsidy required for every unit of affordable housing built. We are never going to get to the volume that we need with that kind of subsidy. So here's what I'm proposing. That with the Housing Trust Fund, that 30% of the money, $30 million, be spent on units which require a subsidy of less than $100,000. Tiny homes, efficiency homes, cargo units. We have got to dramatically increase the volume, and we need to create a market by incentivizing the kind of housing that we want.
He said a lot there in about 40 seconds. Could we start with what the definition of a tiny home is?
Sure. And I think from listening to what the mayor said there, you know, one of the key things is they're less expensive. I think that's really at the heart of what's going on here. It is so expensive to build anything in California, any kind of housing, including affordable housing. But tiny homes, I think there are a lot of definitions of them. We're not talking about, you know, structures that maybe someone who has the means to live in a larger home but chooses for whatever reason to have a more minimalist approach and live in a tiny home. This is more homes for people who are in need, who are homeless or in poverty and need a place to live, need a roof over their head. And generally, they're considered homes that are 500 square feet or less. In many cases, they're much, much less, maybe just 100 or 200 square feet. They may or may not have electricity. And a lot of times, they're essentially these sort of no-frills sheds, and they're not standalone homes. They don't have all the amenities that you would typically think of, but they're clustered together. Sometimes there's a communal kitchen nearby, communal bathrooms, things like that. So these are pretty Spartan, pretty no-frills type homes.
To emphasize that difference in price, he's saying $400,000 to $500,000 in public subsidy for every unit of traditional or typical affordable housing. He's saying less than $100,000 for a tiny home, a cargo unit, whatever that might be. But because he said so much, and I remember you saying this to me immediately that day after the air, that you wanted to go back to him and find out more details and explore this solution, because he wasn't proposing it just for Sacramento.
Well, I think his main focus as mayor is Sacramento, but he does see this as this additional model of affordable housing as something that could apply beyond Sacramento and cities across California that are also struggling with their own homeless crisis and housing crisis. So he certainly broadened it out.
So we're going to hear a little bit from the follow-up conversation that you had, right?
That's right.
My hope is that with a little bit of financial incentive, hopefully less than $100,000, by the way, the $100,000 would be the maximum, less than $100,000 per unit, that we will spark a series of new industries in California that will make tiny homes, efficiency homes, cargo units, tent cabins, the the norm, not just the exception, not exclusive to conventional affordable housing, but as a clear alternative, especially as we are trying to address the fact that 90,000 Californians are unsheltered and homeless.
And just to add some detail to what the mayor is proposing, he said that the $30 million would rely on Measure U sales tax revenue, and that's a measure that voters approved last fall to help grow jobs and produce more affordable housing. And again, I think this is reflective of sort of one of the mayor's right now solutions, one of his solutions with some urgency. He's talked about the need to speed up housing for people who are homeless. But we also spoke with people who feel that while tiny homes may be one solution that they can help, that really the focus needs to stay on more traditional affordable housing. I know we have a clip from Chris Martin, who's with the nonprofit Housing California. He says his group is focused on what he calls evidence-based housing models. He says there's years of data showing that people need a fully functioning home. So here's what Martin said.
A lot of times in a tiny home, you're missing things like running water or electricity or even toilets that flush and things like that. And I think key and core to housing, and especially for those that are of high need, is giving them the services that they need to remain stably housed.
So you're listening to a conversation that I'm having with Chris Nichols, and that was Chris Martin with the nonprofit Housing California. That whole subsidizing of tiny homes was an idea that the mayor threw in at the end of our conversation. So is it fair to assume that it's really just at the beginnings of a discussion?
I think it is still early on, although I'll note this is not the first time that the mayor has called for more tiny homes.
Right.
In January of last year at his State of Downtown address, he announced a plan to build up to 1,000 tiny homes. And at that time, he wanted to use federal housing vouchers to pay for the construction. Now he wants to use the city's Measure U money. But no, this is not the first time, but it has not been... There's no formal proposal yet. His office tells us that he will make a formal proposal to the city council later this year. And of course, there would need to be things like a location selected, possibly zoning changes that would need to be made. So there are a lot of details still ahead. But we thought that this was, you know, another example of an effort to try to at least address or ease the crisis that we have in our city and others across California.
Chris Nichols is a reporter for Cap Radio's PolitiFact California team, but he is wearing his housing and homelessness reporter cap with us today. Since we're talking about housing, I think we should add in an update on the new law that is going to cap rent increases in California.
Sure. As you may remember, last month, the governor, Gavin Newsom, he signed a law capping rent increases statewide at 5%. Plus inflation per year, and that would be altogether a maximum of 10% that landlords could increase the rent per year. But there's a campaign, the same campaign that promoted Proposition 10, a rent control measure last year that failed and was rejected by voters. They have a new proposal called the Rental Affordability Act. They feel that what the governor signed recently doesn't go far enough. It doesn't allow for sort of rents to stay low. And I spoke with their campaign director, Rene Christian Moya. He says that this state law expires in 10 years. What he's proposing would be permanent. And we have some sound from him.
And so, again, we say that's not enough. What we actually need are the rent control policies that we have in places like LA and San Francisco. We should let those cities expand it and cover, protect more tenants to stabilize their rents. This is utterly crucial for families who are struggling to make ends meet.
So this is just in the campaign to get signatures right now at this point to qualify
That's right.
for the ballot.
Well, they say they've collected enough signatures, over 625,000, but the state still needs to certify those. If it does and it gets approved, it'll be on the November 2020 ballot.
Probably called the Rental Affordability Act.
Right.
Okay. All right, Chris, what's coming up for PolitiFact California?
Well, with PolitiFact California, we are tracking the governor's promises on a range of topics, everything from education and the environment to housing and homelessness. So later this year, we will be producing a more comprehensive look at the progress he's made or the lack of progress in some cases on those many topics. And we'll be publishing that at politifact.com/California.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Chris Nichols is CAP Radio's PolitiFact California reporter, but there's always more fact-checking and analysis online, so you want to give the prompt?
Sure, and that all of our work is at politifact.com/California.
The national PolitiFact team continues fact-checking as well on both the impeachment inquiry and the 2020 presidential race, so folks can check out the national as well.
The national site is politifact.com.
All right. Again, Chris Nichols, thank you very much. And up next, Randall White, my colleague, is going to step into the studio and take the reins for the end of the hour. I'm going to step out to prepare for an event this evening. Meanwhile, you are listening to Insight on CAP Radio.